Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, here's the thing. It's hard times. It's tough out there. Darren's feeling on top of the world.
No, but shit's getting weird.
Shit's getting weird, man. But we can do this. We're going to get through it, guys. Come on, we can do it.
Thank you. This is for all the scummy mummies. This is for all the scabby daddies.
We got this, people.
We might not have it, but let's just say that. It makes you feel better, doesn't it? It makes you feel better.
It's fucking shambles.
All right, here we go.
All right, sing about it.
Every day I wake at dawn when kids jump on my head. It takes me all damn morning just to get them dressed and fed. All day long I wonder, why did I decide to breed? By 5 p.m. I'm mad and I'm sad and I know just what I need. I need a vino. I'm crying up for a vino almost every night. Don't care if it's cheap, I don't care if it's nice, I don't care if it's red or it's white. I need a vino. I'm crying up for a vino almost every night. It's got to be soon and it's got to be strong and it's got to be served in a pint. Served in a pint.
Alright. Ooh, drink up. Alright, the schools are closed, but fuck it.
It's
fine,
we can
fine.
Do this.
Right.
Oh yes. Welcome to hell. That's the Scummy Mummies, the comedy duo Ellie Gibson and Helen Thorne. They're based in London, but Helen's quite Australian. And she joined Nellie and I to tell us how her lockdown's going, given that she's been at it about a month longer than us. She's also got an extra degree of difficulty in the form of a little relationship fracas that happened at the worst possible moment.
Help! I need a vino! I'm crying out for a vino almost every night. Don't care.
It's late. It's tomorrow.
Oh, Barb.
Was it yesterday?
There's no bedtime. There's no rules. It's all out the window. We all know that.
No.
Nellie's texting me at 6 a.m. or something to say, how early is too early? I'm like...
I can shave your phones off if you're asleep.
No, it is. It is. So that's what I mean. I didn't get it till 9:30 when I woke up. I thought, oh, shit.
I actually got up this morning and went, oh, fuck, it's 5:15. Like, go back to bed. It's anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Hey, Helen, introduce yourself. Go on. I'm too tired.
Oh, okay. So, right. I'm Helen Thorne. I am a comedian. I'm Australian. I live in London. I'm one half of a comedy duo called Scummy Mummies. And I do podcasts, live shows, and twat about in cat suits. That's what I do. I'm a big show off for money.
You're a big show off for money, but you've understood. Yeah. As you always do.
I think we're the longest running all-female comedy podcast in the UK. And it's been going out religiously every fortnight since 2013, which is not bad. It's not a bad innings, really.
I think you've also undersold your catsuit wearing because it's amazing.
Next level.
It is next level. You've got each other's faces on cat suits. You've got gold cat suits. I mean, your fearlessness with regard to cat suits, to me, is inspiring and it's legendary. What's the latest in the cat suits?
Well, at Christmas time, we had ones with flames all over it, which was pretty exciting, which I liked very much. I mean, it was, so we did a song. It was a spoof of The Heat Is On, but it was The Heating's On. it's a lovely song to perimenopause as well as other things. The heat is on. But yeah, we have got some recent ones, which are sort of like rainbow unitard things, which have epaulettes with sequins as well as sort of like tassels. So it's pretty, I mean, it's getting pornographic. Where do you go? Where do you go? We basically look like we're in the nude. We just should be in the nude.
Maybe nude suits is next. But one of our favourite topics, I mean, fuck, we've done what? How many? We've done four podcasts. How could we have a favourite topic? But I'm saying this is emerging as a strong theme. We do love a larger lady. Oh, we love a chunky bird. So can I hear, I know you're in Corona lockdown in London, so you've been in it a little bit longer than us. Just talk us through your binge eating.
Right. Well, obviously it's very carb focused.
Yep.
You know, you'll have a pancake for breakfast with like a bagel chaser, and then you have your thinking biscuits, and then
yum. I'm on the digestives. Fenway Warhurst and I have spoken at length about the digestives. I like the ones with the chocolate on the back.
Right. Yes, I've got both. I've got both dark and milk because, you know, balance.
Yeah, and dark's healthy. I mean, dark chocolate's your health food. Yeah.
Anything dipped in dark chocolate, like if I, let's say, for example, I cooked myself an entire packet of spaghetti.
Yeah.
For example.
If I poured some dark chocolate over that, all of a sudden Michelle Bridges and I, we're sisters.
Yeah, yeah. It's heart health. Yeah. Antioxidants. Virtually green leafy. Yeah.
I do aspirational shopping. I will eat goji berries or I'll have a green smoothie. So I buy this shit and, of course, it just stays there. But now in lockdown, we're getting down to the wire and I'm like going through the pantry going, oh, maybe I will eat that. Turns out I'm not eating it for a reason. It doesn't taste good.
Nobody wants it, Nelly. Nobody wants it.
I've got so much garbage. It's funny you say that. I have to go out and find bins today because I've been going through the cupboards and I've just got so much garbage.
What have you found? What's some good stuff you found?
Oh, it's mainly beauty products. I've found so many beauty products that I've bought or been given or just lots of moisturisers and serums and hair serums and but I'm putting them all on at once as well. So,
But can you, I mean, this is the question, Michelle. Can you be too moist? Can you be too moist?
Not at my age. No good.
This loosest possible sense, this is meant to be a podcast about Corona lockdown. So what's your lockdown situation?
Right. So the UK's been in lockdown for a couple of weeks and so school's closed off. So we're in happy homeschooling land. But for me, oh, it's so good. I've got you know, what's it called, timetables, which we write in the morning and then never do. That's a lovely thing. But, yeah, so personally, like, so being in lockdown for 2 weeks and 4 weeks ago I became separated spontaneously. Is that the right word? Surprisingly, unexpectedly. Let's go with that. So I have become a single mother and got Corona at the same time because the universe said, you know what, Helen, you've had a fair go.
But just so without going into too much detail, because I fully want to respect your privacy, but we're not talking you broke up with someone you've been with for, you know, a couple of months. A relationship of 20 years ended.
Yeah.
Solo parenting and being in Corona fucking lockdown.
That is correct. And I, before the podcast started, I thought, now, how can I put a positive spin on this? I have less washing. I have. I don't have to listen to him eat. I mean, I'm trying. You've got to find the silver linings, don't you, really? That was a surprise. And then, so now I'm sort of managing my way through what it's like to have two children 24/7 and not be able to leave my house. And I'm down to my last three cigarettes. So I mean, who knows what's going to happen tomorrow?
Also, though, I mean, I'm assuming, again, without pushing you into an area that you don't want to go into or for many reasons, there's heartache as well, right? So there's nowhere to sort of escape with that.
Yeah, that is difficult because I think, you know, in normal situations when you go into a pretty horrific breakup, the first thing you want to do is leave your house and find your friends and find a lot of alcohol and, you know, put on your best dress or leave in your tracksuit pants, whatever you want to do. You just want to get out of the four walls that remind you of what the last 20 years have been like. So I think that is it's a pretty hard sell to be in. Both that is hard. But do you know what's been really fantastic? As an Aussie in London, I have like friends 24/7. So like I exhaust exhaust all friendships in the UK. And then it comes to midnight, like you two do, darlings. And then I can ring Australia calling. So I think I feel very lucky that I've got that around the clock. And again, I very much enjoyed drinking my ex's very expensive red wine he bought from the Mornington Peninsula. And that has been very
yes. And he can't come over. He literally cannot come over, which is so great. It's illegal.
Yeah, the government says no, Michelle.
Fantastic.
But you know what? I'm going to say as well, which I think is really interesting because it's about you, like on a micro level, but it's also like there's a bigger lesson here in all of this that's not just about separation. The reason you're coping okay is because you are one of those people who puts a lot of effort into their relationships with a lot of people, and that's why you've got this support network. It's not a fucking coincidence. You have the groundwork over many, many years, and now they're there for you.
Yeah, it does feel very comforting that I know that friends like, seriously, call me anytime. And I know that they mean it. And I think that's what, you know, I think because we're all, and then you guys will be soon, I imagine, in Australia, very much in your own houses. And to feel that someone is thinking of you or someone as much as they can do, like a neighbour dropped some groceries on my doorstep and we wave to each other from, you know, from the front gate and things like that. And like that kindness I can't even describe how amazing that is, and just to feel like they can give that to me. So yeah, when someone drops off some milk, thank God, you know, after all those years of friendship and everything, that is just exactly what you need. You need stuff to survive, and I feel very, very lucky for it. And God bless like Netflix and Wi-Fi and Disney Plus. I know there's been a big conspiracy that did Disney create the coronavirus for their profits.
You know what they need to do, though? Disney needs to get onto home delivery of fags for you. How great would it be if someone could just bring, in my case, I would go, just bring me one a day. I don't want to pack here because then I'll be like, just give me one so I can sit down with G&T one and go, okay, I'm all right.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How are you guys coping? I mean, so where is Australia at now? Are they sort of obviously handling it very well? I mean, we always look great externally to the rest of the world, always daily.
Sweet Jesus. It's just hour by hour, isn't it, Michelle?
A lot of the country's like, what the fuck? Come on, it's fine. You're overreacting, you know? So,
like, you know, when you said don't go to people's houses for barbecues, you didn't mean me. Did you?
Yeah.
Like, yes, mate. Yes, we meant you.
Their friends are clean, Nelly. Yeah. They wouldn't have it. It's fine.
And you know the hot spots are the really wealthy neighbourhoods. That's my favourite part of it, is like in Melbourne, the hot spots are around South Yarra, Toorak, these rich group of people who went, they're all like Liberal Party donors who every year go to Aspen for their big party, and they went there and they all bought the Corona home, and then they refused to isolate when they got home.
Yeah. But do you know what? Wow. In all honesty, and I even see this in my own community, like I know that, you know, you can pick holes in this argument, but I'm just putting it out there as a vibe of the thing. The people I see from wealthy backgrounds, however you want to define that, like they've grown up with wealth, are basically going, what the fuck? Like, I've been told the world bends to me.
Yeah.
So how do I adjust now?
Like, yeah, I know.
The world has laid everything down at your feet, and then you're told, actually, you need to make some sacrifices. No, I don't.
Yeah, I know. You're like everyone else. Turns out you're just flesh and blood. You're not special. You're not special, Toorak.
Yeah.
Fucking not.
So how are people around you coping, you know, in your London community, on your comedy community too?
I think it is a massive shock, and especially when you, I mean, obviously it's the money side of it, but you know, your whole reason for being is to entertain and be out there and to, you know, we're all tarts for a laugh. And I think it's such a shock to kind of going, but no one's applauding me every day. no one's
Yeah, right.
I feel wasted in my kitchen, you know, doing my thing. But so Ellie and I decided to do a lot of Instagram lives, so we can like respond to people, which is really good. And we're much more sort of present online, because I mean, we're all got our phones in our hands 24/7. Yeah. And we're actually just releasing a lot more podcasts. We've like put together greatest hits and things like that. So we just want some content out there. And just try to be a bit more present for people as well, and like, and also we thought, well, we might as well write a new show and all those sort of things. So I think that's been really good, and also it's made us think much more creatively. Like we've been writing new songs and doing split screens and things like that, and we just have time, because usually we're running from one gig to the other, and like, oh, we've got no time to write new material.
But how are you doing all that with the kids around? How? Like, I can't do any of that with the kids around.
Well, okay, can I put a pin in that and say, yes, Lady Laurie, but you're also doing 78 podcasts with your kids around. So that question.
But so she. Like, I have
Helen Thorne. What the fuck? Like, I'm thrilled with myself if I get the washing done.
Yeah.
What are you two doing? How are you doing?
I do, because Ellie went through all the cat suits and got her husband to drop a bag of cat suits for the last 7 years, and was like, right, we're wearing the pink cat suit Tuesday night. And I do feel like a bit of a phone sex worker, because like I close the door and stick on my hoary cat suit and then do a live thing like this. I can't lie, they've had a lot of time on the iPad. I was upstairs, but then I came downstairs and my son had kicked my daughter in the eye and my daughter had bit my son on the arm. So I mean,
excellent. So you're basically just normal. And you know what? I think our kids' generation in 20 years are sitting at their therapist going, I spent 6 months on the iPad. Like, they're fine.
We're all feeling anxious. Like, it is like a group anxiety session. Some people are dealing with it better than others. And it is interesting, because we're all sort of glued to the news. I think the less I listen to the news, the better. I know I just have to stay indoors. I think I was trying to work out all the rules in Australia about, like, you can have a haircut but only for like 15 minutes, and then you can have a party but only with two people. It's like stay the fuck inside. Just stay inside.
Yeah, you don't need your haircut. You know what? It's fine. Like, where are you going? What do you need your haircut for? Nellie Thomas, for one, has already hit the dog shears. And look at that. Look at that.
Oh, you've got undercut. Undercut. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. She's gone early. She's gone very early. Yeah.
Oh, Can I just put my hand up? We haven't had knits in 4 weeks. No knits.
Add that to the less washing on the list of bloody great outcomes.
But we in our house, and I know Michelle's doing the same thing, I've got rules now about knits.
Absolutely. I've been doing a lot of Kylie therapy, very heavy Kylie. And I'm just going through all the classic films with the kids. That's been really nice. Every night is movie night. That's my theory. Austin Powers and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. The kids' vocab has increased quite considerably. Yep. And trying to explain what shagging is. And I said, it's kissing.
Remember American Rosso's Special Cuddles. That's what I always go with.
But tonight's hawker was my daughter, who's 11, came to me and said, why is the number 69 funny?
Yeah.
And did you say, it's a palindrome?
It's upside down.
What did you say?
Oh, that was it. I just said, it's an upside down. It can go both ways.
It's just one of those funny old things. Of course, at my house, I'm very excited because there's a new series of RuPaul's Drag Race on, which I watch with the kids. Ah. And then sometimes they'll say, what does she mean when she says, your pussies are on fire? And I go, oh yeah. She just means they look good. She just means they look great. You know how kittens look great? They're cute.
You know what? Having done many, many years of sex ed kind of related stuff and heard so many experts and whatever, just answer the question. And if you can't answer the question, just say, oh, I don't know. Let me think about it. I'll talk to you about it later. As long as you don't shut it down, we're all good.
Yeah. Remember, I don't know about you, but my mum would have said, well, that is something little girls should not know about.
Totally.
Then you had to go to Dolly Doctor to get the answers.
Dolly Doctor.
Or some kid at school who would have told you something far worse than it actually meant.
A hot tip that Helen Thorn will not pass on because she's too modest, but she told me the other day, Michelle Laurie, that I thought was an excellent idea. You know, we're obviously all trying to think wherever we can, how can we help other people. You can't help everyone, but, you know, when you see need. And Helen Beautiful Thorn got a Disney Plus subscription for a local family of hers.
Oh, it's a great idea.
And I thought, geez, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 months, you know, like give them bloody movie night.
Yeah.
Yeah. The text from both the mum and the kids going, we love you, Helen. I was like, oh, God. Oh,
we have movie night more than once a day. That's actually really nice, calm bonding time where I don't know about you guys, but I like you can sit close together as well. You have the physical contact.
And just having a big laugh at the end of the day is a really nice relief. Like, and I like no, nothing mean, nothing violent, nothing. Just it all has to be very much silly and funny. Mm. So I think that's a really nice way to end. I mean, we're doing some reading, but you know, I think it's time for that.
Thank you for downloading this episode of Welcome to Hell. Get to the Scummy Mummies Facebook page for the details of all those podcasts and Instagram lives and all the other great stuff they're doing from their homes when their children are in bed. And Nellie and I will be having Friday night drinks from 6 p.m. live on YouTube again this week on the Australian True Crime Podcast YouTube channel, but this time we'll be joined by a registered psychiatrist. That was Nellie's idea. So is it an intervention? Not sure. You'll have to join us to find out. We'll see you then. It takes me all damn morning just to get them dressed and fed. All day long I wonder, why did I decide to breed? By 5 p.m. I'm mad and I'm sad and I know just what I need. I need a vino. I'm crying out for a vino almost every night. Don't care if it's cheap, I don't care if it's nice, I don't care if it's red or it's white. I need a vino! I'm crying out for a vino almost every night. It's got to be soon and it's got to be strong and it's got to be served in a pint. Served in a pint.
Alright. Drink up. It's gonna be alright, the schools are closed, but fuck it, it's gonna be fine.
We can do this!
Right. Ah!
Sometimes when the kids are out, I dream I'll change the locks. Lie down on the kitchen floor and drink wine from a box. I don't need no handbook on how to be a mum. I just need a glass of wine or maybe a magnum. Oh, I need a vino. I'm crying out for a vino almost every night. Don't care if it's cheap, I don't care if it's nice, I don't care if it's red or it's white.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.